You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Let's talk about another economic experiment where consumers are the actual participants. Can you end chronic homelessness by simply giving the homeless homes? Sounds simple. This is what Utah set out to do in 2005 to end chronic homelessness within 10 years by providing each homeless person with an apartment and a social worker. 9 years later, how's it going? Whitney Evans reports on local government for Takeaway affiliate station KUER. Joins me now from Salt Lake City. Whitney, what are the numbers? How is it going?
Well, it seems to be going pretty well. As you mentioned, we are in the last year of this 10-year effort. The Housing First method began in 2005, and since then, the chronically homeless population has declined by about 1,400 people. About half of those who leave the program end up finding a permanent place to live. Some might go to institutions or stay with family members, but it's only about 8% of those who actually go back to being homeless.
Would you say there's something demographically about Utah or the way that the state delivers services that makes this an easier problem than, say, trying to do it in the city of Chicago or Washington, D.C.?
Well, that's a good question. I'm not sure there really is. The crux of this this program is providing this population with a low-cost apartment with very few strings attached. And I think that's the most important part of this program. Traditionally, these kinds of programs come with a lot of expectations. Tenants are required to be sober and, you know, sometimes employed, for example. But this model simply requires tenants to be good tenants and take care of their space and pay rent. I'm not sure there really is a demographic reason for why this is working out so well here.
Well, you get rid of homelessness, you give someone a home. It's very, very simple. And really, as you discovered in speaking with Gordon Walker, who's director of Utah's Housing and Community Development Division, it's really all about looking at the problem in a different way. Listen.
It used to be that homeless individuals were asked to change their lives, and then they would be eligible for housing. And what we did is we said, hey, our problem is homelessness. Put people into housing. Then we provide them with help and support so that they can change their lives if they want to.
Does Gordon Walker believe that giving people homes and allowing them to have the experience of being good tenants, as you say, is a sort of gateway to other problem solving of social issues?
Well, absolutely. The housing, this low-cost housing that the state provides actually comes with a lot of on-site resources like substance abuse programs and employment services and even Head Start programs. The state is finding that many of these substance abuse and mental health issues improve sort of organically because these people have a safe, warm place to stay.
What about landlords and developers? Are they enthusiastic about the offering of this public housing?
You know, that's a good question. As far as I know, this low-cost housing here in the state is operated by the homeless shelter. So I think they're pretty familiar with the tenants and their situations.
So it's within the existing infrastructure for the homeless. It's
exactly.
It's just more like a real apartment and less like a shelter.
Yes, that's correct.
So your prediction is you're going to make it in 2015?
Well, it looks like it. We have fewer than 500 people in the state who are chronically homeless. Might I mention that, you know, these are the folks that are sort of regulars at the homeless shelters, those people who've been homeless for at least a year or experience several collective months of homelessness in the span of 3 years. That population seems to be diminishing.
1,400 down, 500 to go. Whitney Evans is a reporter for Takeaway affiliate KUER in Salt Lake, Utah. The way you get rid of homelessness in Utah, give people apartments. Thanks, Whitney.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.